There are conflicting reports following an incident that took place last night on board an Israeli El Al passenger jet flying from Tel Aviv to Istanbul. Turkish officials are quoted as saying there was an attempt to hijack the airliner, but some Israeli officials now say it may not have been a hijacking after all. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Istanbul. What happened aboard that plane?
Bob, the El Al flight 581 from Tel Aviv, it sent out a hijacked distress signal, according to Turkish officials, on its approach to Istanbul airport. The plane landed in one piece. Passengers said it was surrounded by security forces upon arrival. Nobody was injured aboard the plane. The passengers were searched for nearly 4 hours after arriving late into the night. During that time, Israel's consul to Istanbul explained that undercover security guards aboard that plane had tackled and disarmed an Arab Israeli man. He had allegedly tried to stab a flight attendant with a pocket knife and had allegedly tried to storm the cockpit of the plane. Passengers described seeing a quick scuffle, at which point these undercover security guards were able to incapacitate and disarm this man in a matter of seconds. He was later shown on Turkish television in the custody of Turkish police.
But there's another story?
Well, we're getting completely different versions of the event. Today, Israel's daily Haaretz newspaper reported that there were indications that this could actually have been just an argument between the flight attendant and this Arab-Israeli passenger, that maybe a scuffle broke out and that security guards jumped all over this. There are also reports in the Associated Press newswire that perhaps there was raising questions as to whether there was actually any knife. Now, from the Turkish side, first of all, Israel's consul to Istanbul has rejected these claims, and the Turkish media has been reporting different results coming out of interrogations between the Turkish police and the suspect. Turkish police have told Turkish media that he was planning a September 11th style attack, that he wanted to turn the plane around to crash it into some building. So we're getting very conflicting reports on this incident that took place late last night.
Anything known about this suspect?
Turkish officials, as well as the Israeli consul to Istanbul, have said that this is an Arab Israeli. He does carry an Israeli passport. He is being interrogated for possible links to some kind of religious groups. And there have been some interviews coming out in the Israeli press with his relatives, who expressed shock and surprise and said that this man was not capable of this kind of attack.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Istanbul.